This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In baseball in the American League, Tampa Bay edged Boston 2-1, and the Yankees had a day off. In the National League, the Mets beat St. Louis 10-6. On Saturday, Saratoga Racecourse will feature six Grade 1 stakes, including the famous Travers Stakes. Horse Exaggerator is the favorite in the Travers with 3-1 odds. The race begins at 5:44 p.m. Meanwhile, all reserve seating at the course has been sold out for the day. Attendance has been capped at 50,000. In Week 3 of preseason football, Buffalo sees Washington tonight at 7:30. New England takes on Carolina also at 7:30. On Saturday, the Giants face the Jets at 7:30. The NFL Players Union says Pittsburgh linebacker James Harrison and Green Bay Packers defensive players Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers have met with NFL investigators looking into allegations linking them to performance-enhancing drugs. The league had threatened the trio and free agent Mike Neal with indefinite suspensions if they did not meet with investigators. In a December report by Al Jazeera, Charlie Sly made claims of PED use by several athletes, including Harrison, Peyton Manning, and the three others, but later recanted his claims. Backers of a proposed NFL stadium in Las Vegas that would be a potential home to the Raiders say they have identified two possible sites. They also say they refuse to accept any less than $750 million in public funding toward the project. They say they'll walk away from the project if state lawmakers don't meet their minimum financial demand. The University of Vermont has canceled its women's basketball game next season at North Carolina over that state's law on transgender bathroom access. UVM's athletic director tells the Burlington Free Press North Carolina's law is discriminatory. Brazilian police have charged American swimmer Ryan Lochte with filing a false robbery report over an incident during the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. A police statement said Lochte would be informed in the United States so he could decide whether to introduce a defense in Brazil. Jared Bednar has been hired by the Colorado Avalanche to serve as their new head coach. He replaces Patrick Roy, who abruptly resigned earlier this month. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.